Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. In the first half of John chapter 5, we learned about Bethesda, the house of kindness, in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. On one Sabbath, the day of rest, Lord Jesus came. He saw a man who had been sick for 38 years. The poor man's heart was void of hope, but full of resentment. When Jesus asked him, "Do you will to be made whole?" He did not say yes, but started to complain. However, our Lord did not reject him, but commanded him to get up. Hearing the Lord's voice, the man was instantly healed. He got up and walked. While this miracle of love should have produced great joy in people's hearts, history tells us otherwise. Let's read the Bible. John chapter 5, verse 16. So, because Jesus was doing these things on the Sabbath, the Jews persecuted him. Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." For this reason, the Jews tried all the harder to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Giving rest to a poor sick man on the Sabbath, meaning the day of rest, Jesus violated the rules of the Jews, so the Jews gave Jesus a hard time. Facing the questioning of the Jews, the Lord Jesus did not try to get away, but labored to lead them to the truth of Sabbath. God set apart the seventh day of every week for man to rest from his labor, because God loves man. God desires for man not to rely on man's own strength, but living on God's providence. He desires for man to have a quiet time with himself, enjoying one another's company. But even on the Sabbath, God does not stop working. He does not rest from controlling the whole universe. He does not stop watching over us. He does not stop working in our hearts. He does not stop loving us. Unfortunately, the Jews at the time were spiritually blind. They knew that God was always at work, but they didn't have God's love in their hearts. They saw that Jesus gave rest to the poor invalid man on the Sabbath, but they rejected him as the Son of God. They charged Jesus by saying, "You dare to make yourself equal by calling God your Father? We will kill you." Let's see how Jesus answered their charge. Now, verse 19. Jesus gave them this answer, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him." Did Jesus back down from the claim that he was the Son of God? No. If he did, he would have been lying. But God cannot lie. Instead, our loving Lord patiently explained to the Jews in what ways he is equal with God. In what ways is Jesus equal with God? The Son does nothing more and nothing less than what God does. The Son knows the Father perfectly, just as the Father knows his Son. The Father resurrects the dead, and so does the Son. However, there is one thing that the Father does not do, and that is entrusted to the Son. That one thing is the most important to us humans. That is the judgment of all men. Why is it the Son who does the judgment, not the Father? Because the God of mercy loves us. He does not desire for any man to perish. He sent to us Jesus, his own Son. About 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh. The Son of God became the Son of Man. Jesus, the man, perfectly knows our weaknesses. He came to redeem us from our weaknesses with his own blood shed on the cross. Of course, whoever does not honor Jesus does not honor God the Father. At this point, you certainly wonder, how will Jesus judge all men, the living and the dead? Let's listen to what he says. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. I tell you the truth, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to judge, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. If you are to choose one key word from this passage, which word do you pick? Voice, the voice of Jesus. Yes, I certainly agree with you. How does man escape from condemnation? Hearing Jesus and believing him. That time is coming. In fact, that time has already come and is still here. Since 2,000 years ago, Jesus has been speaking his love to the Jews, to many others, and to us today. He who hears and heeds the Lord's voice crosses over from sin and death to life everlasting. That person starts to enjoy heaven, even on earth, because the seed of God's own life has been planted in his heart. The seed buds and grows and bears fruit. And he who does not want to hear Jesus now has the choice to shut his ears or pretend not to hear him. However, another time is coming. It is not here yet, but it will surely come. Then the voice of the Lord will be heard, even by those who are already in the graves. At that time, he who does not want to hear him will hear him. He who pretends not hearing him will not be able to feign deafness. All will come before the Lord of judgment. Those who have in their hearts the seed and the fruit will live before God. Those who do not have the seed will be condemned. Again, how will man be judged by the Son of God? By one simple and absolute standard. Jesus, the Son of Man, speaks. Do we, men, hear him and heed his voice? Today, Jesus is speaking to you. Dear friend, do you hear him? May you take into your heart the seed that never rots. May we all bear fruits to the glory of our loving Lord. Bye-bye.